WJTL bringing you the latest from Matt Crocker. It all belongs to you. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Good morning. Weather-wise today for your Veterans Day, partly sunny and breezy, high of 45. Tonight, clouds, wind, and cold, low of 32. Your winning Wednesday, partly sunny and breezy with a high of 53. Right now, seeing 30 degrees out here in Mannheim.
Our friend Thomas Carr is here. He's the Director of Development with Bethesda Mission. Good morning again, Thomas.
Good morning again. Yeah.
It is so cold out this morning.
Yes.
And Harrisburg has been really hit hard. You guys have been there for over 111 years serving the Harrisburg community, and today you're giving out coats and food.
Correct. At our community center on Heard Road, we're giving out coats from 4 o'clock to 6:30 tonight, and we're also giving out food.
Do you have a guess how many coats alone?
There's thousands of coats sitting around there, and
amazing.
We're going to give them all out.
Yeah, that's amazing. You guys have been serving the community for so long. Tell us what you do.
We do a homeless shelter, we have a women's shelter, we have a medical clinic, we have a dental clinic for our guests, and this is a state-of-the-art medical clinic that we have. And then we have a food bank that's out in Mechanicsburg that, like I said, serves about 10 million pounds of food a year and serves about 200 other ministries.
Amazing. Tell us about your community center and what you do there.
Yeah, our community center opened in 1990, and that is that's really there for the community and for the kids to come. There's a cyber school there. The kids learn Bible studies there. They can play basketball. And there's about 50 to 100 kids that show almost every day there that just hang out. The little joke is they're there to actually hopefully put the shelters out of business. We want to reach the kids first.
Right.
And that's their mission and they're doing a wonderful impact on these young kids and families.
I love that. Harrisburg has been hit hard by tough times, even harder now with what's happening with the government shutdown. Tell us a little bit about the state of Harrisburg and the people you're serving.
Yeah, there's a lot of hurting going on in Harrisburg. There's a lot of people there that need food and shelter, and there's a lot of great ministries in Harrisburg, but Bethesda's there to really help these people there. Like I said earlier, we're going to have a food drive also for Thanksgiving and one for Christmas time.
How can our listeners help to give food for that?
Yeah, you can just donate it at any of our locations, drop off the food at any of our locations. You can drop the food off at the food bank, but any of our locations will accept the food. And also there's M&T locations too that will accept, they have food bins for us.
I'm imagining you have thousands of stories of people's lives that have been impacted by Bethesda. Anyone you want to share with us this morning?
Yeah, there was a young sixth grader here that was going to our community center. His family was going to the community center for over 6 years, and he was always in trouble. But really, between the transformational program they have at the community center, he was able to change his life around, and he's really becoming a real leader among the young kids that are attending the community center.
So food drive, coats, people can make donations, financial donations to help do what you do. How about beyond this year? What are you looking at for 2026?
We are looking at a 5K walk in February. It's called the coldest night of the year. It's to make awareness of what it feels like to be homeless. Mm-hmm. We have a golf tournament in August, and we have our gala in October.
If folks want to get opportunities to be a part of what you're doing, to pray for you guys, the best place to visit is your website.
Yes, BethesdaMission.org.
BethesdaMission.org. Be a part of what they are doing in the Harrisburg area to meet the needs of those who are less fortunate. Check it out, BethesdaMission.org. Tom, great to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Back to the music with Colton Dixon, The Love I Have for You on WJTL.